Hey guys, welcome back to the newest episode of Make It a Combo, the podcast where three friends review new movies every week with me, Junior, Jesse,
Woot Woot,
and Andy.
Hey guys, it's me. Nice to meet you all. The star of the fucking show.
Yeah.
The fucking blonde of the show.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Sparkles and shines over
here. Yeah, the blonde for sure.
Yeah.
Blonde.
I'm a star.
Yes, you are, Pearl.
I'm a star.
Yes, you are.
Maxine's coming out soon.
I've never even watched Pearl.
I haven't either.
I just know of it.
And I didn't know, but it's a trilogy.
Yeah.
So I did not know that.
Yeah.
What is this?
That one movie where she's like out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks like Dorothy, and she dances with the scarecrow. That's Pearl, where she says, yeah. I'm a star.
That's where the sound comes from. That's
Pearl.
It's a horror movie, though.
But the new movie coming out is Maxine.
Pearl. Oh, it's called Pearl.
Yeah.
Pearl. And then Maxine's the new one.
Have y'all seen these?
No, I've seen enough about them.
Yeah. TikTok, baby. TikTok.
I don't know where I saw Maxine trailer. I feel like I saw it
Maxine
in the
is
theater.
The one with the two X's in the name?
Maybe.
That's the same chick who did
Pearl.
Yeah.
X-rated or whatever.
Yeah. That horror movie. So that's the first one. It's X-rated, then it's Pearl, and now it's Maxine.
Oh. See, we know movies, guys.
Sure we do.
We know that.
I didn't know they were connected.
Me
haven't
neither.
Heard of Pearl, though.
But when I was watching the Maxine, I was like, shit, that looks like the same girl Maxine. And then in the trailer, she says, I'm a star. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I got to Google some shit. So yeah, it's the same. But anyways, I don't know how we got on that. I'm a star. I'm the star. Welcome to, quote unquote, our show.
Our show.
Make it a combo.
Why do you say quote unquote?
It is our show. No. It is. Sure. What movie did we watch this week, fellas?
I wish we had something to like throw at her.
Right? But every then nobody would catch it on camera and we'd edit it out anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we watched Boy Kills World,
mm-hmm.
which is a spinoff of Boy Meets World.
Yes, it is. Exactly.
It picks up where they left off.
Yeah.
They go off to college.
Girl Meets World, the newer one?
Yeah, Topanga. Breaks, Topanga. Finally breaks up with him and he goes on a fucking killing spree.
Hey, I have to... I don't know what movie you guys watched, but that wasn't it.
Was it?
No.
Topanga?
No, that wasn't this movie. This is totally different. And I knew nothing about this movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Even as we were driving over there, Junior's like, oh, you don't know anything? And he started telling me, he's like, shut up. Because I don't know anything about it. I did not see one trailer. I had no idea.
I told you, one who was in the movie. And basically, I don't know if he talks at all. But how we hear him is Bob Belcher.
And that was really hard for me to get past.
Was it?
It was Bob's Burgers talking to me the entire time.
I didn't hear that. I got into like this
you heard
rough,
Archer?
Weird character. I didn't even hear Archer.
Really?
I don't know if that dude can do.
Let yourself go into new
another
characters.
Another voice?
Man. Yeah. Like,
no.
He's either Archer or Bob Belcher.
Yeah.
And I love what he actually looks like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a short little like. Chubby guy.
Yeah.
Big old beard.
It's usually voice actors look a little different.
Yeah.
That's why they don't get into the acting.
Yeah,
world.
Into acting.
Yeah. But anyways, we watched Boy Kills World. Were you guys excited to see this?
I was.
From the previews that we had, I didn't really know what this movie was about, other than fighting, and it had him, and he had that red jacket.
That was it.
So
vest.
Yeah, it was a vest.
It was not a jacket. Those arms were exposed the entire time.
They were. Mm-hmm. They were.
Mm-hmm. Junior, were
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
As soon as I heard Bob Belcher, I was like, I'm in.
Testosterone took over. You were like, show me some action.
No, it was.
Give
I thought it was
going to
be funny as fuck.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm in. This sounds like a movie I would love.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for those listening, it is an action comedy. I mean, it definitely has comedic features.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to tell us about it? Who's in it? Who wrote it? Who drew it?
Wait, I don't know. I tell this one too.
Mm-hmm.
God, I know.
Wow, he just got a big smile on his face.
I never get ready for these.
He looks so excited.
No, it's mostly because I'm like, I am unprepared.
Oh, I'm always unprepared. I'm like, join our ride.
All right, Boy Kills World. It stars Bill Skarsgård as Boy, Femke Jensen as Hilda van der Kooi.
Okay.
Then we have Jessica Roth, who played June 27. Which was a fucking cool name, by the way. That's just cool.
Is that the assassin girl?
Yeah.
Okay. The one I don't want to give away too much.
Who wears the helmet? Then we have Michelle Dockery, who played Melanie Vandercoy.
Mm-hmm. Like the PR specialist.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we had Brett Gelman, who played Gideon Vandercoy.
Oh, Brett.
Isn't he in
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things, yeah.
That's it.
A couple other things where he plays always like a weird guy
Plays a weird guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know the last time I've seen him without a beard.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? And then we had Isaiah mm-hmm. Mustafa, who played Benny. And that's for everybody who watches commercials. That's the Old Spice guy.
Oh.
Oh, he was the one that
he couldn't understand. He was very well hidden under the beard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow, I did not recognize him. I
didn't
him.
Recognize him either.
Nope.
Right. Then we had Yayan Ruhayan,
okay.
who played Shaman.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we had the twins, Nicholas and Cameron Crovetti, who played the young boy.
What were they in before this?
I don't know, but they look familiar.
Weren't they in, it's a movie we watched.
Recently.
The Possession one, right?
Which Possession one?
With the dad, right?
Night Swim?
Red Door.
Red Door.
Insidious?
No. Was he the younger one in Red Door? Or maybe he was Insidious. No. It was a scary movie.
That's the same. The kid, the Red Door, the one that we watched, mm-hmm. that teenager was the same kid, mm-hmm. so it can't be him.
Yeah.
But they do look alike, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'll take a look a little bit later to see who he is. Then we had Quinn Copeland, who played Mina.
The little girl?
The little girl.
Sister. Oh, the sister.
Yeah. Okay. Then we had Charlton Copley, who played Glenn Vandercoy. And we just saw him in Monkey Man.
Monkey Man.
Okay. And then we didn't name his little new bestie?
Andrew Koji, who was Basho.
Basho.
Okay.
Bash. Oh.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Director is Moritz Moore. The writers were Tyler Burton Smith, Aren Remmers, and Moritz as well.
Okay.
Don't know any of those people.
No, absolutely don't.
We'll start to recognize people after a while. Sure.
I mean, I knew the actors.
Yeah.
I was like Skarsgård, Jean Grey.
Mm-hmm. that sister, she was from Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I love her. I was like, damn.
She's the oldest sister.
This girl. Mm-hmm. All right. There we go.
We've never seen the kid in anything.
That's a lie.
No.
I'll tell you right now.
That's a lie. I've seen him recently in something.
What has he been in?
Okay. He's been in Oracle, Ada Twist Scientist, Goodnight Mommy, Witch Hunt, Brothers by Blood, Big Little Lies, We the Coyotes, Blackish.
Blackish? No, that's not it. I've seen him somewhere else.
Unless they're just making these generic little white boys and they all look the same, which is a possibility. I was like, I've seen this boy in like 100 things.
I'm checking his brother because they're twins. It doesn't necessarily mean they work on the same things. Oh, well, kind of, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I know where this boy's from.
Where is he from?
Ryan.
Yes.
The Boys.
Yes.
He's Homelander's son.
He's the little boy.
Homelander's son.
He's Homelander's son. Thank you for connecting that. You can edit the rest of that out.
But what's funny, though, because I was like,
that
twins.
Little boy can shoot shit out of his eyes.
I was like, I know this
they're
kid's
twins.
Face.
I was like, they're going to have the exact same fucking thing.
That's it.
Nope. This one. This is a.
Only one got that point.
That. This is Cameron. Cameron is the one who does a fuck ton more work.
Wow.
Oh.
So his little brother's his fucking, what's it?
Probably a standby? The stand-in, making sure the light's okay and everything.
I kind of think so, man. Because he's got the exact same stuff his brother's done, mm-hmm. but he's got more now.
Hmm.
He's got
the acting skills where his brother probably can fill in spots. Yep.
I need to have some twins so I can start making some money.
I was like, man, he does look fucking familiar.
Monopolize on those babies as soon as they pop out.
As soon as possible.
That way they're in that spotlight. They get used to it. No crying.
I need to get some Olsen twins.
They're used to mommy sucking the money off of them. Mommy doesn't work. She takes care of you
guys. Forget about that Coogan account.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just like, what's her name? June from the, what's that little chunky girl that dances? And not JoJo Siwa.
Are you calling JoJo Siwa a chunky little
No,
girl?
But that girl has some issues recently. Ooh, but that's
she's
not
trying,
what our podcast
yeah,
is
she's
about.
She's trying to do something different.
She's just starting it out of nowhere. No one's done anything like this before.
Ever.
But you know what, guys? Maybe we'll start a podcast about
celebrities
pop culture.
We talk shit about that?
I know a lot more about pop culture. That's for fucking sure.
But we'd have to do research. So that's not going to happen. We're going to go ahead and take a break, guys. What? And we'll be right back.
I was just getting started.
Hey guys, it's Jesse from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes. If you love what you hear, please check out Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk, the podcast. They're sure to keep you entertained.
All right, guys, welcome back. It's my turn to tell the story, to recap the movie.
So I'm just going to sit back in this corner and chillax.
Relax.
You don't know how. Like, are you going
to
do?
I feel so uncomfortable already. I'm like, how can I move to make myself more comfortable? Because I'm so uncomfortable.
I mean, okay, you guys, she has the corner, which has like a fuck ton of pillows right now.
She's just laid up in it.
And she's so the most uncomfortable.
You have to get that mic closer. I'm sure of it.
Oh my God. Okay, we're ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
Boy Kills World. Movie starts off and it's like a flashback. We're back in the day. Mm-hmm. We hear boy's voice over going through the movie, telling us a little bit. His mom is captured, right? She looks like she's a rebellion leader.
Yeah.
Right? Because they want to go after the Vanderkoys. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they have this thing where they do the culling.
Yeah, it's a little dystopian future.
Yeah. Kind of reminded me of the Purge, but it seemed very specific.
Or Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Ish. Gets their mom, takes them to the town square, and we see that Hilda shoots mom. Mm-hmm. Kills mom.
And sister, because sister's hand falls out, right?
So it's brother, sister. They're holding hands. Mm-hmm. We don't see them kill the kid. But hand drops and you're like, oh shit, right? Don't know what happens. Then it cuts to the scene where he's underground eating bugs through that fucking stick.
Oh, nasty.
Right? Because he's now like, I'm on a revenge tour. Mm-hmm. I'm going to learn everything I can so I can kill Hilda for killing my mom and my sister. Took everything from me. Mm-hmm. We get to meet the shaman. Mm-hmm. Right? He just looks like a dirty old man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? He don't care.
The entire time I kept waiting for him to sexually assault this child.
It's not that kind of movie, bro.
I know, but he kept getting him drugged up every night.
I was about to bring that up.
And I was like, the web is waiting for something bad to happen.
There's only one reason.
That you would steal a little boy?
Little boy and train them like
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
Well, remember, boy says, I asked for this.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to learn to become.
And that's what every pedophile says to their their victim.
Child has been groomed.
You asked for this. You tempted me.
I want to bring something up. It's not part of the movie, but it's about that, so but I won't.
Please don't. I'm already feeling comfortable where we went.
Baby reindeer?
No, not that. Okay. So, I mean, and throughout the whole thing is where we hear that the voice is Bob Belcher.
Yeah.
So, which to me makes that really funny. This little kid. And the thing is, he's deaf and mute. Mm-hmm. Right. But he's telling us the story. He's like, I don't even remember my own voice. He goes, but I remember this video game. Yeah. And I thought it was really cool. So that's the voice in my head.
So he did have the capability to hear once upon a time.
Yeah.
And was he always mute?
No.
No.
Well, we find out.
Right.
We find out later.
So he had that capability at one point. We don't know what happened, but he's deaf and mute now.
Yes, he's deaf and mute, so that's why he has that voice. And it was from a fighting video game.
Yeah.
You know, like player Mortal 2 Kombat. Has joined. He's training, right? We're seeing like the montage. He's always getting his ass kicked. He'll have like little flashbacks of what happened, all that kind of stuff. He has like and it's funny because the shaman is always telling him fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to eat. You know, and then he gets them all high on drugs and shit. And then he's like, I had to learn what's real and what's not. And that one scene where the eyeballs are just floating out of the shaman's head.
I said, oh my God.
What a nightmare.
I did. I said, oh my God.
But he's learning, right? He's training. So it's starting to move forward a little bit. He's older. Mm-hmm. Right now he is Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Man, when he popped up. Mm-hmm. I did like the transition. Remember, he was a little kid, and it's like
he falls, and then
he's big.
Mm-hmm. He like picks him up.
He picks him up, and he's like, "I got it from here." Bill was looking good.
My God,
yeah, he looked really good.
Listen, we were walking in the theater, and again, I had never even seen the poster. I have no idea. I am in love with Bill Skarsgård. That scrawny motherfucker. We're walking by.
What did you say?
I do remember. That we're walking by, and I looked over. I was like, God damn. I could see his fucking muscles from the walkway. And I did. I go, oh, I love me a scrawny man.
She's like, Mama loves me a scrawny man.
Well, I could see those bones. Give me those cheekbones.
I don't know what it was in this movie, but he did look more handsome.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
contouring.
I mean? Yeah, maybe, but like...
Because he's usually... They do his makeup, so he looks very sunken.
Yeah.
So I was like,
but he did look softer.
Mm-hmm.
His face, his lips looked softer. And I liked that he didn't talk. I think his facial expressions were a lot softer and not so harsh. When he talks, he has a big mouth. He's got a long face, so...
And he can do that.
Jesse's like, open the mouth.
Yeah. I'm like dripping drool over here. Mm-hmm. All right, so, he's training, he's learning. And then one day they go to the city, they sell cabbage or some shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sells cabbages.
But this is also where all of a sudden his sister, his imagination is fucking with him and his sister's starting to pop up and it distracts him, right? And the shaman's always like, you're not ready, you're not ready. So they go to the city and it's the day of the culling or the day before or something.
They're selecting people for the culling.
Right. And they got to get 12 people. It's because the people they pick are supposedly
enemies.
The enemy of the Vanderkoys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So they're watching it or whatever. He wants to do something. And the shaman's like, no, you're not ready. But he's like, fuck that. I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
So this is where we meet the husband. I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet Gideon. And June 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when June 27th popped up. That wasn't pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Well, I liked her whole aesthetic.
I like the helmet that spoke for her.
I was like, how can I get one of those?
Where he just says, go. What does she do? She whispers into it? Go.
Yeah.
Go. I don't know. Like, go. She's like, pss,
pss, pss, pss. How about just say the Shut fucking up. Word? Fuck go.
You. Right?
Well,
I mean, it seems so much cooler when it says.
Pretty cool.
But also, they're in this, poor section of... this country, and I was like, could they read that? Do they understand what it's saying?
Well, it's good point. That's a good point. Yeah. But you know, whatever.
But they end up murdering a bunch of fucking people.
So it goes bad. The whole thing goes bad, right? June 27 murders people, right? Boy is like, oh, how can I do something? So he's trying to figure out a way. He gets into the trunk with the husband. God, I can't remember his fucking name.
But I liked when this scene started because he was standing there and he broke free from the shaman and he's like jumping, doing his parkour. And he's like, look at me. I'm doing stuff now.
Oh, yeah. The voiceover shit is hilarious.
It's hilarious.
I am the weapon. I am a warrior. And he's doing all the shit we saw in the training montage. And it's pretty fucking cool. He gets in the trunk, opens the trunk. It's a dead body.
Yep.
He's like, it's a dead body. He's like, all right, scoot over.
Scoot over.
Gets in. He has no plan.
No, absolutely no
plan. No plan. So they get there. He's trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he goes, finally, his sister pops up again.
Mm-hmm.
It fucks him up. He jumps. He's like, oh, shit. Now he's in the middle of everybody. He's like, I don't know what to do.
Super exposed.
Yeah. So he goes for a gun. Doesn't work.
Whatever. But he's super exposed and right in front of what is he? Like the host.
The host
of the cult.
What's his name? Man.
Yeah. He's one of the husbands of the sister.
Isn't it Gary or something like that?
Yeah.
It was Glenn.
Glenn.
Okay.
Glenn.
So Glenn's with his little thugs and sees him. Yeah.
Right. So because he's going to go do the show for the culling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So chaos ensues. Boyce starts kicking ass. He's fucking people up, man. It's kind of gruesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we meet Basho.
Yes.
Basho's a slave. He's a prisoner or whatever.
Something. Yes, something. He's just chained to a fucking table.
There was a bunch of people chained and I guess kind of an assembly line or something.
Yeah. Because I think they were building their weapons for them
Something like that.
Right. So Basho's insane. I loved it though. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite.
The thing is, nobody knows Boy is deaf or mute.
No.
So Basho's just yelling at shit and you could just see Boy okay, yes. Which we got to give credit to Bill for being such a great actor to do this without talking.
Mm-hmm. I really wanted him to stick out his tongue so that people could understand he can't talk. Because they cut it out. And it's they're wondering why you're not talking, dude. Just show the little stubby stuff.
He could have carried that note when he had the kid. He's hey, I'm deaf and mute.
He's carrying notes for tens of years.
Yeah. So the fight scene goes out, right? He frees Basho, and there's one guard who won't die. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? It's, I guess he was like doing a drug and
just kept, some sort of inhaler drug.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. And I mean,
which you saw one of the leaders taking earlier as well. Yeah,
Melanie.
So it must be something to help them stay alive.
And Melanie, the sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the wife. So
I was interested.
This scene was, it was crazy though, because mm-hmm. like how he kept snapping his jaw back, snapping his neck back together. But when he came running, remember it was like that jotted mm-hmm. side to side run, mm-hmm. looked like a fucking maniac, like a game character.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Well, it's funny because like the whole time he's like round two, mm-hmm. you know, player win wins or player mm-hmm. one wins, whatever. Uh-huh. So it was pretty funny. This guy, he finally like fucks this guy up, but still kind of alive. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Him and Basho are trying to come up with a plan. He's like, oh, you want to find Hilda? I can help you.
But the whole time Basho was like, hold on, I have something. I have to deal with the cart stuff. And all it was him hiding behind the cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I think I'm better doing the cart thing.
And it's cool because this is where Boy is like, all right, we're a team. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'll do this. And like, oh yeah, you got to do the cart stuff. Like, he's okay with
he's
it.
He's okay. He has no idea.
Right? He's like, right, okay, this is how it works. Then they get Glenn, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're going to give us information. You're going to tell us things. And they got Glenn on the ground, mm-hmm. Boy standing over him. Basho's got a fucking, I don't know what the fuck it is.
It was like a
huge car part or something.
Oh, okay, it was like a huge, big metal thing. Mm-hmm. And we can see Basho is struggling
to hold it.
Hold this thing.
Yeah.
Over his face.
Over its head. He's like, and it looks like Glenn wants to help.
Yeah, like he's like slowly like breaking down. Like, hey, fuck, I'm going to help you guys.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen. This is me. I was like, uh-huh.
So what happens, right? He's uh-huh. like, I'm going to help. And Basho, it slips out of his fucking hands and explodes that dude's face.
It was pretty funny.
It was so funny.
The whole crowd went wild.
It was funny, but I didn't want to see it.
And then this is where we see Bill. Mm-hmm. Really like communicate with him or Boy communicate with him using the words, because he's like, man, it slipped, but he wasn't gonna and Basho's like, he wasn't gonna help us, and we hear him like, no, he was, and he throws his hand out, and it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, Basho's like, let's go, I got a place, you know, other freedom fighters,
yeah,
we're gonna do this. They go, they take off, everybody's dead. Oh, and this is where we meet Benny. Mm-hmm. Right? Because mm-hmm. they walk in, nobody's there. Basho's like, what the hell. Benny comes out of nowhere, scares the shit out of them, was about to kill Boy, and then Basho was like, no. Benny starts to talk, right? And for whatever reason, Boy can't read his lips.
Yeah.
So everything he is saying, he's like, that's not right. That can't be right. And it's weird, random shit, and he's picturing it in his head.
Yeah.
He's like, this
like bongo dog stuck. Yeah. You know, like, what?
What? You know, this is so funny.
It was so funny, but I couldn't understand why he couldn't understand. Was he A, speaking a different language, like that his no buddy clue. Knew, or was he? Did he have like an accent, so his mouth moved differently?
Maybe
there had to have been something that prevented him, because he was like, maybe it was his beard. And I said, no, because that
Basho had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gideon. Gideon had one.
I couldn't figure that out either, but
it was hilarious. I loved it
the whole time.
You never heard Benny talk. It was just
how funny is that though? Like, those are his lines. He's probably reading it just like that. Like, this is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And they're making shit up and talking about shit. And he's like, what? But okay.
So they're doing it, and we know that the whole team is killed or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And it's bad news. But the whole time you watch Boy, mm-hmm. you see his eyes like, what? Like, trying to figure out what's going on, what's being said. Then they're like, hey, we're going to come up with a plan. We know what to do. Get to Hilda. So they're doing the plan, sitting on the couch. Boy has no idea. Mm-hmm. He's like, should I ask? Should I do something? His little sister pops up. She's like, no, just shake your head. Give him thumbs up.
It's the worst idea.
Act impressed. Uh-huh. He's making faces like, which is so fucking funny. So they go. The plan is to go to this party mm-hmm. that they're throwing.
That's all we really know.
Yeah.
At this point, that's all we know. Because we don't understand the plan either.
Yeah.
It's not a subtitle that's happening for us. It's just jibber jabber. And them so touching cool. different things, and you're like, hmm?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So they go, right? The plan is to infiltrate the party. They go. We see that they have Boy dress up as a chef.
Yeah, he's like, why am I? She's holding a cake. He's like, I don't know why I'm a chef. What am I doing here as a chef? And
the little sister's like, be chefy, man. Just be chefy. So they're like, they put the cake down.
He looked great in this little outfit.
Oh my God, he looked so cute.
I thought the little girl was a cutie too.
That she was adorable.
Her little chef outfit as well was cute.
The chef outfit.
The butterfly ninja.
Butterfly ninja. He's like, I don't think you understand what disguises. I don't think you understand what butterflies are. I thought that was fucking hilarious. Right, but I mean, she was a distraction though. She was fucking some shit up. All right, so they get to the party. He puts the cake down. They go up the stairs. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so she's like, "Do chef things here. Eat this." And it's a macaron.
Macaron.
No, it's called a macaron.
It's macaron. There's macaroons and macarons. Two different things.
Macaron.
It's called a macaron. That is what it's called.
Yeah. Two different things. I used to think the same thing.
A macaroon is a coconut, like, haystack.
Yeah, I know. I know the difference between them.
Do you, Jesse?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I took culinary classes.
Then you said it wrong right now, but okay.
Yeah, but no one says macaron. We're not French.
It's because they are not pronouncing it correctly. You go into a macaron store and they will.
Okay. Croissant.
Exactly.
Whatever.
If you say if you don't say croissant every time you order one.
Can we get back to the movie?
We're cutting back in. It's 30 minutes later. We've had a horrible fight about these French words.
Jesse's wrong, and that's it.
Okay, we've never seen Boy eat. Only bugs.
Yes.
So he has his first macaron. He loses his fucking mind.
I could taste them.
He was like these are delicious. And then he just keeps going. He's like strawberry.
Caramel.
And then we see Basho like, hey, man, like, go do your thing. And he's like, oh, okay, I don't know what to do.
He's never tasted any of these things before.
Yeah, he grew up in
would have no concept of what strawberry caramel. Was. Yeah. What caramel not. Is.
You know, but.
Yeah. But it was funny.
Jesse's like, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't How know. Would you? That's like me that going was, to a foreign place.
When they went to the market and they got to sell enough cabbage, he got one strawberry.
He knows what
he
a strawberry
tastes
like.
He got one half of a caramel.
It made me so angry when the shaman kept eating delicious food in front of him. I was like, fuck this dude. Mm-hmm. Kill him.
Kill him.
That's all I ever think of these movies. Kill them.
Kill them. He's training, man. Okay?
Kill him.
He's got to worry about his macros and shit.
Yeah.
So, all right. He's like, okay, fuck it. And then he kind of sees something. He's like, oop, and boom, he's ready to go. He walks into the kitchen. He's like, I need a weapon. Pulls out a fucking frying pan and the cheese grater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this scene. Like a nightmare.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Everybody in the whole theater was like, everybody.
Nobody liked it. I mean, it was fantastic.
It was great.
So it's cool. The fight goes. But what I loved was everybody in the kitchen knew how to fight.
And they were huge.
They grabbed the knives like you don't just have chefs. But it kind of makes sense in a minute, though.
Yeah. No, so the fight you scene, saying that, I was like, okay, it makes sense now.
So the fight scene goes, and, you know, he knocks out the fucking butler with that fucking pan hard.
Yeah.
And then he's just like fighting, using this cheese grater and fucking these people up.
Oh, my God.
Armpits, scraping shit, the cheek.
He took a knife to somebody's armpit. He cut their fucking armpit open with a knife,
the
bro.
The back of your hand. I mean, and you could hear the like... Oh, it was so bad, but it was so fucking cool.
I feel like the armpit really did it for me.
Yeah, really?
Like when he pulled that open and sliced it, I was like, nah!
The cheese grater. It just, because I was like, I could accidentally do that myself.
I mean, how many times?
You're using a cheese grater and, ooh, you get your knuckles.
A little bit, and you're like, fuck.
And then, in a fight, this dude, and he's strong.
With force, yeah.
You don't know how tall Bill is till you watch this movie. Because when he's with his family, you're like, oh, okay. He has to crouch down because he's so big. So he's fucking all these people up, right? And he gets to the door and he's like, that's them, right? They're sitting down about to have dinner. He's like, boom. He goes in there with his big old fucking butcher knife, takes the head off, right? And then he's starting to look like, what? And he's like, oh, shit, why does everybody look different? Come to find out, it was a trap. It was a trap. Right? And that's why the guy's
Gideon
in the kitchen.
Was like,
I wrote this perfect script because he likes to write scripts.
Yeah, he loves writing scripts.
Everybody talks shit about
he's
it.
He's an artist.
Yeah, he's an artist.
Yeah, he's an artist.
But it works, right? He was so hard on the guy playing him. I don't even know what to do with you anymore.
Yeah. And the guy's just like, I can't do or say anything.
Get into it. Lean into it.
There was nothing for me to do, but grandma's actually a part of the thing, keeper there. So they arrest him or whatever. I don't know if you want to call it arrest, mm-hmm. but they grab him. They fight for a bit. Mm-hmm. 27, June 27 mm-hmm. comes out from behind. Boom, knocks him out. Mm-hmm. When did y'all start thinking? Well, no, I won't bring it up.
I knew as soon as she showed up.
Okay. I did too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. With the ponytail sticking up mm-hmm. the back of her head.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yep.
So they go to the, did they fight a little bit first?
They fought in that dying room.
They
right?
did, right? Mm-hmm. So that's right. She's like, she tells them, get out. Mm-hmm. Gideon's like, good luck, boy. Right? Mm-hmm. They fight. They're doing their thing. He takes her helmet off. Little sister pops up and she's like, ooh, she's pretty. Distracts him. Gets knocked out.
But even during this part, the June says, you've been trained by the shaman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, this, your training is like, mm-hmm. you know, undeniable. So, but they're looking for the shaman. This is right mm-hmm. about the time where you start to realize they're wanting the shaman. Yeah. They keep asking where the fucking shaman is. Just tell mm-hmm. us where the shaman is. You're like, what the fuck do you care? And
we start to see that, like, with Gideon, he's tired of the culling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he does have a one-on-one with boy after the fight. And he's like, I'm tired, man. He's like, there are no real enemies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've taken care of all
of it. We've taken care of it. We just need the shaman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want peace? We want peace. Mm-hmm. Give us the shaman and we're done. He doesn't. But Gideon's like, I don't even care anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? He's like, we'll see what happens. Because boy was like, oh shit, I'm about to die or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're putting him in the culling. They've got a little thing around his neck at this point.
Yeah.
You know it's moving towards that direction.
Yeah, because he leans in. I thought he was going to release him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does. But then Melanie walks in. Melanie is like.
Making. And the thing is, they're shitting on him. They're mm-hmm. shitting on Gideon. They're like, oh, you bitch. You know, you're crying about this. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a fuck about your scripts. So on and so forth. She gets him up. They take him.
She's angry about her husband getting killed, but not because she loved him.
No, because you know how long? You know,
she groomed him.
Yeah. Years. How hard it is to get a new host an hour before the show?
that was really funny.
But I'll save it because that's what I do. Yeah. Right? So
she's a great actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
I love her.
Yeah. She was in The Gentleman.
Yes. She is the wife in The Gentleman. It's a very good movie.
Oh, really?
With Matthew McConaughey. Oh, you should. It's a good one.
Very good.
All right, so they're getting ready for the show. And this is how they do the culling. They snatch the people up and they televise it.
Yeah.
So very much like Hunger Games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a mix of The Purge and Hunger Games. Yeah. All of these fucked up ideas of like televised public killings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool, cool, cool.
Right. So they have them chained up and nobody's seen Hilda. Mm-hmm. She always hides out in a bunker. She's paranoid, blah, blah, blah.
For years, they said.
For years. Today, she's going to show up.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody's like, I don't think that's a good idea. June 27th is like, nope. She's unstable, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Melanie's like, it's going to be great.
But they're all like, don't give her a gun.
Yeah.
So she comes out, lights on Hilda. Hilda's doing the thing. And then all of a sudden, she goes into her paranoid rant. Mm-hmm. Pulls out a gun.
She thinks she sees the shaman.
And then, yeah.
And then Melanie's like, who gave her a gun? I was like, fuck. So they get her out of there. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, all right, let's start the show. And it's funny because everything he kind of remembered as a kid, like the stuff he liked, were sponsoring mm-hmm. the show.
Cereal.
Mm-hmm. Captain Frostington. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and this is where we see the people that they called. They're all right here.
Which we didn't mention this. There was a flower girl that gave the dude a flower at the beginning of the boy.
Yeah.
She's insignificant.
And she was like, I love the people.
Yeah.
She loved the culling.
Yeah, she loved the culling.
The culling. But when they killed everyone, she's the only one left. And they're like, take her. And she's in the show. I was like, oh.
The irony, right?
Irony.
Yes. I did like it. Mm-hmm. I did like it. Because she had them sign her poster and stuff. Yeah. Like, so proud of the culling. Right.
The fighting ensues. They're trying to. And it looks like it's just like the showbiz people who are doing the killing.
Mm-hmm. I liked fancy. This though because I didn't know it was a culling at first. Yeah. I thought it was a commercial
that was going to lead into it. Yes. I thought it was a commercial.
Fake, fun little
and
commercial.
Then they're going to lead into beating the shit out of the boy.
But, right. But then, and then as the commercial, I believed, was going on, then you see mm-hmm. the slaves. So, I don't want to say slaves, like. the tributes, right?
Tributes.
There yeah. we go. All over. And they, you're like, oh.
Those shit, of us who weird. Are about to die, we salute you. So it goes off, right? It's kind of weak, though, mm-hmm. right? They're like beating them up. They're not like.
They've got paddles and stuff.
I guess they're yeah. making it. They're trying to make it last long.
Yeah. Because they're like letting them. Chasing them a yeah. little.
It's no
yeah.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
It's
no, not. No. Mm-mm. It's not. It's no Purge either.
Not until Oh Boy gets involved.
Right. So then they see. Oh, shit. What's his name? Boy. God damn it. Right. And Boy's trying to do some fighting.
Well, he gets out.
Yeah.
That's where we see.
Yeah.
Gideon had when he got close to him, when he was tied up, gave him that scalpel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I thought he was in chains, but whatever.
Yeah.
He's able to cut out, get free, starts kicking ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then,
tries to kick ass because they all have like electric collars on.
Right.
So as soon as he runs out of the, Melanie's like,
nope.
Shocks his ass. They pick him up and here comes, was it the bunny?
The goat.
The goat.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming along. Right? Looks like he's about to smash Boy's head.
Yeah.
What happens? It's fucking Basho.
He smashes other people's heads instead.
Right? They're fighting and Basho goes, the fucking plan worked to the T. And they kind of show us and they tell us.
Yeah.
They're like, we get in with security. You're going to cause a big old distraction. You're going to get caught. We're going to be there. And they're like, you did a perfect job. He's like, uh-huh. But he's super excited. He's like, yes, the team, my team's here.
Yeah. The team's back together.
So they show us the whole plan. And they were with him the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause mm-hmm. they were the ones like with him, dragging him everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty fucking funny.
It was funny.
Right. So the fighting keeps going, blah, blah, blah. They're doing a thing. Something happens where Boy turns around. Oh, it's because he's kicking so much ass that mm-hmm. the little sister is like, stop. You don't need to be like this.
Mm-hmm. This is annoying. I was like, get the fuck out of the way.
He's like, you know.
No, I'm actually fighting for my life.
Oh, no. She's scared. Yeah. She's in the house. She's scared. Yeah. Closes the door and he's like, oh, but he's distracting. And here comes Melanie trying to shoot him. And Benny jumps in the way, gets shot.
Blasted in the back.
Says his fucking last words. I think he said, go jam.
Toe jam something.
Go toe jam or some shit.
I thought it was hilarious. I was like, yes.
And Boy's like, oh, okay. Right? Basho gets shot. Mm-hmm. And Basho's like, no, man, I told you I was going to get you to Hilda. We're going. So they're going through the building, whatever. They're trying to fight.
They killed Melanie, by the way.
They did kill Melanie. Yep.
Oh, that's with right. With the camera. The camera. They mm-hmm. fucked her up right there. They dropped the camera on her face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boom. Died. They're going. Basho ends up dying of his wounds.
Because he had a huge shot in him.
Through like his side, his kidneys and shit.
No way he's surviving.
Yeah.
No. He dies, right? Boy kills everybody. He gets near the end. He sees Gideon. Gideon is slumped down on the floor, waiting. He's like, my bitch sister shot me in the back. Mm-hmm. And he's like kind of almost kind of like talking shit to Boy. He's like, what, did you want a big old fight with the big boss? Sorry to disappoint. And right before, but Gideon does give him a card to go find Hilda.
Yes, he clocks into the, or scans into the elevator, but then he drops it right away.
Hold up. You're going a little too fast.
But it really bothered me when he dropped it. Because I was like, there's more scanning down
there. Is that why you looked at me?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I looked at him and I was like, the fuck? Okay.
But
you take that with you forever.
Right before he kills Gideon.
Yeah.
This is where we see the little sister one last time.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And she's like, you don't have to. He helped us.
Mm-hmm.
And Boy's like, no. And then he's like, I don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she disappears. It was all sad.
Thank fucking God. Get out of here.
Kills him.
You were sad?
No, she was.
Oh, I thought you said I was all sad. I was like,
no, she was all sad. Okay. Right? The little girl, figment of imagination.
And then he slices his fucking head off.
So he gets in the elevator, right? Going down. And this is why he doesn't need the card.
But we don't know that.
But this is why he ends. This is why.
As camera people that on. Work in a corporate environment, we know there's more than one door you have to scan into.
You do need it. I wouldn't have thrown it down either, but whatever. Just put it in your pocket. He had zippers.
I know.
So the camera sees him, whatever, and he's like, ready. She comes on, and she's all like, you know, you're going to get met with blah, blah, blah. We're going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Something. And then he pulls out the little map that the sister had drawn when they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he just shows it onto the camera.
He says, I'm doing this for her, like in his head.
Right. Yeah. Like for her. Boom. Doors open. and they're all ready. He, man, he did look good when he posed up. Here comes June 27th. And she's like, she wants to see you. They go in. They're looking. She sees him. She hugs. Hilda hugs boy.
Yeah.
Covered in. Okay. She's in all white.
Yeah.
He's covered in blood, covering his face.
Everybody.
When they step off, she does not have a drop of blood on her shirt.
Like, I don't know if you know, but blood dries almost instantly.
Instantly.
You'd have blood flakes there.
And she had what was it? That stuff that you spray on your clothes when you iron it?
Scotch guard.
Yeah, she's Scotch guarded up.
You know, she's paranoid, so she probably is.
Yeah, probably.
So this is where we boom, boom, boom.
Plot twist.
There's
plot
pictures twist. On the wall.
Yep. Big spoiler alert right here.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hilda is boy's mom. Yes. June 27th is his sister.
Mm-hmm.
We come to find out that the shaman brainwashed boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It did not go down the way we saw it.
Right.
It was... Hilda is a bad person.
Yes. Yes.
Killed the shaman's family. Used boy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To because teach supposedly him. Shaman killed their dad.
Mm-hmm. I really loved this little uniform he was in when he was shooting these people.
He was cute.
I was like, can I get that outfit?
It was a nice one. That collar?
Yeah.
It was nice.
Looking sharp.
Good.
They were looking good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's having all, like, it's all breaking down to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we see boy, when that happened, he had a breakdown.
Yeah.
And he ran away from home or whatever. Well, he just ran.
He ran, yeah.
Shaman finds him.
Because they killed... They killed Shaman's wife and kids.
Yep.
But when he goes to kill the shaman, he like points the gun to the side and starts shooting.
Yeah.
They also showed that the shaman's son was deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Important to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So shaman sees boy, right, as a kid, is going to kill him. He was... Just choking the shit out of him. And then you can see kind of where he's like,
Well, you could see like boy was fighting.
Yeah.
Boy was fighting the choking. And I think that's when he was like, oh, this could be a little warrior.
Right. So he's like, that's probably where he came up with the plan. Like, I'm going to brainwash the fuck out of this. That's probably why the drugs were involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he tells him a different story. But we see it is the shaman who mutilates boy, cuts his tongue out. Burns the inner ears right with a poker. And that's where he becomes deaf and mute. Right? So that was kind of fucked up. And that the shaman was using him to get back at the family. That was the ultimate revenge plan. He's seeing it all. And he's like, all right. But then he kind of sees like...
His mom is evil.
My mom is evil.
Yeah. And this, right. We also find out who 27
June
is.
June is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? The sister. And then... She's like, mom sees it and is like, nope, this is not my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's still like, well, no, you're still.
Well, she's wanting him to say something to her.
Like 5 minutes before she's all like.
That's not him.
That's not him.
But like, she was quick to turn on him. Like, yeah. You're my baby, but you're quick to turn on him. Because he's not going to just do what she wants.
And this is one of the points where it's like, stick out your tongue so you can show them that your tongue's gone.
Yeah.
You can't say shit.
I know. Because she was like, tell me. Then she stands up. He won't tell me.
Yeah. She was like, he's a bad one. Kill him. Fuck. Goes to the sister and says, you're going to have to kill your brother. That's not him anymore. Blah, blah, blah. And you see June struggling with everything.
Yeah. Like,
she takes her helmet off and she's crying or was crying. Right. She looks kind of crazy with that makeup. And then mom's like, kill him. And then, you know, she's fighting him. And then there was this thing that they shared as a kid when they did the flipping off. And boy throws his hand up like that. And she's like, nope, that's my brother. Kills mom. Man, she killed mom pretty awesome with that fucking
pretty quick.
Axe straight to the forehead.
Why did it look like mom smiled?
She did.
She's like, it's over, finally.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then grandma's like, kill them. So they take off running.
It made, I'm sorry, at this point, no sense because automatically that would make her like the highest person there. Other than the grandma who's crazy. So then you work for her now. Like
they didn't even have enough time to like work out those like,
come
kinks
on,
real quick.
Guys.
So they go. They start fighting. They're fighting everybody, and these two together were just kicking ass, unstoppable. I think they got hit once or twice.
Yeah,
and it was a lot of machine gun rounds coming down at them, and untouchable.
He picked up that machine gun and just blah 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 straight into that dude.
Like, but 27 was under him.
Yeah,
you got to be careful, man. You could have got your sister.
Yeah.
right? But they're like fucking people up, just destroying people, right? They're like, all right, we're going to make it. They're in the elevator. All of a sudden, it stops. And they got to go down. Guess who was there? The shaman.
No.
Yes. So he probably was in the crowd.
Yeah.
Right? So the shaman's there, and he's all like, boys, like, it's over, man. She's dead. Like, come on. Like, this is it. He's like, nope. There's one more. And boy's frozen. He can't do shit. Right? 27 is like, I got you. Don't even worry about it. And they start fighting. Shaman is badass.
Yeah.
That dude was fucking them up, not just fucking them.
Yeah.
So anytime they had a wound or something, he would dig into the wound. When he took his flip-flop off, because this dude was fighting in flip-flops, took his toe, dug it into boy's wound. I was like, that's fucked up, bro. That shit was gross.
Nasty.
Right? They're fighting. They're fighting. It goes on for a little bit. Shaman kind of knocks out 27. He's almost about to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And then boy's like, no. And they like, he looks like he kind of levels up.
I was going to say he powers up.
Right? They start fighting.
He ate the mushroom.
Shaman has his fucking tooth that is sharp. And he is fucking boy up with this thing.
Yeah.
His leg, that big old scar he dug into his leg, his fucking arm.
Was that a tooth or a talon?
Talon. I think it was like a talon.
I think it was a bird's talon.
Yeah. I think it was probably a velociraptor.
Yeah. Yes, it was a velociraptor. Yes. Really.
This is in the same universe as Jurassic Park. So, getting his ass kicked and boy's doing everything he can. It's like he finally breaks free of the shaman. Gets the shaman. Gets on top of him. Again, this is where you see how big he is. Right? And then finally gets on top, gets the upper hand. And you see him struggling. But then you see the boy, as a boy, as the kid, help him kill the shaman. And then cuts his throat. They grab the sister and they get the fuck up out of there.
Yep. And that's the end of the movie.
No. Then the post-credit scene.
Did you watch? There was a post-credit scene?
Oh, you didn't watch it?
Shut up. It was like you're shaming. Oh, it was at the very end of the movie.
I was like, guess who's alive?
I was already in my car.
Guess who's alive?
Who?
Both of them. They're eating cereal.
Like in an abandoned house in the jungle.
The same one in his head. So it was like the same house, same kitchen, eating that Captain Frostington's or Captain Frosty's.
Oh, that's lame. I wanted you to say like the mom's alive.
I was like, Gideon's alive. He never killed him.
Yeah. Somehow they saved his head.
But somebody had to jump in and be like, oh, look at you trying to shame him. But
you were trying to shame him.
No, I was going to say, I was going to make up some shit.
Ready to go. I had finished my chicken tenders. I was ready.
Well, I'm ready for a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay, right. Bye.
Hey guys, this is loyal listener Rashad, and I'm just here to remind you to like and subscribe to the Make It a Combo podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find the guys on all socials. Just follow Make It a Combo Pod.
All right, guys, let's give our
reviews. Okay, I'm gonna go first. So I didn't really have any feelings towards this movie.
If you don't like this movie, I'm gonna be really upset.
There were some things that I didn't like, and it had to all do with camera stuff. When it does a fast like pan and then it does a little jiggle, it makes me sick. So I had a lot of issues when it got into the action where it was making me not feel good.
Okay.
Other than that, this movie was great. That was the only issue. I loved the part where the guy, he couldn't understand the guy. I thought that was so funny. Bob's Burgers was an issue for me. It was hard. I liked that they explained it, that it was the video game, because I was like, all I see is Bob in the kitchen cooking right now, telling his kids the story.
Before I married your mom.
Yeah. But it was a good movie. If we're going to mention, you guys, you're probably going to mention, it wasn't in very many theaters.
No.
It was only in one at the one I go to. So, you know, I didn't have any issues, but it wasn't that crowded when I went on Thursday. There was a good amount of people, but it was still nice. But it was also in the larger of the, it was not Dolby. Right. So that's the one I want to go to. I want to see movies in that one because one, they have the best chairs. Mm. Two, the sound's great. The visuals are great. So when I'm in one of the other like lower tier theaters, I'm upset.
Yeah. I don't want the recliners that just dip back and dip forward.
Yes. I need a full like cradle me.
Please.
And also, I always have shit in my pockets and it's constantly hitting the thing right there. Yeah. So in the middle of the movie, I'm like,
nope. That's literally just my ass. Junior will look over and it's moving up and down. I was like, it's just my ass.
Like, why did they put it there?
Get away from it.
Don't put it there.
Bougie motherfuckers.
Right? I need the bouge. I'm going to give this a B+.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
Junior?
You want to go?
All right, I'll go. I didn't know anything about this movie walking into it, like I said, but I love Bill Skarsgård so much. There's little that he can do wrong. If you've never seen Castle Rock, that's where I fell in love with him.
He's so good in that.
Oh, he's so good in that.
That's such a good show, and I don't understand why it didn't get renewed. I loved it.
Me neither.
Excuse me. Oof. Gotta go.
They have feelings.
Yeah.
But I, from right from the beginning, I loved the voiceover. Mm. I did not connect it with a visual cartoon character at all. I connected it with a boy, like immediately. He said it was from a, you know, a character from a video game. It's just, I kind of just played into it. Mm-hmm. I absolutely loved like the scene leading up to him becoming the man and then becoming the man, like you said. I loved that transition. The killing scenes, I really, the only part that I don't like is, but we talked about this in last week's episode, like when superheroes or heroes become like vulnerable, like when they're almost gonna die, when they're down and out, and you're like, no, I don't want to feel frustrated. I don't want to feel worried about this guy. And I felt worried for him a few times, but he always came back. Like he stood up and he was like, not going down. He never ever tried to stay down. He was like, fuck that.
Right, but I mean, it was also his first time.
Yeah.
His first time actually doing action. Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He stayed in this jungle this entire time. So I thought his body was cut. I thought his face was amazing. The coloring looked great. His lips were super kissable.
I like this review.
I liked that he didn't talk.
There we go.
This is like the dream boy right now. You can have your fucking thoughts in your head all you want. Just keep them to yourself. Give me soft little face gestures to know how you're feeling and nod your head. I thought it was super funny. I did love him not being able to read those lips. So like hearing that jibber jabber back and forth. Just all in all, super fun, super action, but comedy. And I would totally recommend this. Like, I think we've watched like 4 or 5 movies in a row that I've just thought were so, so good. So this is another one of them that I'll be recommending on the daily basis to everybody. So go watch it. So I'm going to give it a straight A. I really liked it. There's nothing. I mean, the little girl just kind of getting in his way kind of annoyed me, but it really wasn't bad because I thought she was cute too.
Yeah.
So an A.
An A. Okay.
Okay.
I was excited to watch this movie. Right. I think anytime you do something where it's so weird, you have a Bill Skarsgård and then the voice is Bob Belcher.
How had you seen about this?
Probably on TikTok or something.
Okay.
And I was like, that's fantastic. That's got to be funny. Like, you can't miss with this. I don't have nothing negative to say about this movie. And we know I hate kids in movies. That girl was just too cute.
Yeah, she was adorable.
She was too cute.
And it was also his own subconscious.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's him doing it to himself.
True.
It's not like the little girl was actually fucking him up.
Yeah.
No. That was his own fucking shit.
No doubt. But like, I thought it was so fucking cool. I did like the twist in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You didn't? Oh, I didn't see the twist of it being the mom, but as soon as that girl showed up,
I was like, it's the sister.
I just thought the sister never died. Because we saw the scene where they were hanging in the tree.
Right.
So... I
it wasn't
she
up
died.
To that point where, because I was like, all right, she just fell. Like right. when the mom got, like maybe the mom tugged her mm-hmm. down when she got shot.
You see, when they zoom out, yeah. you see mom shot in the head. Mm-hmm. You didn't see a bullet hole in the sister.
The sister at all.
So I assumed, it's like, oh, okay, this is her. She never got shot. Mm-hmm. I thought they brainwashed her.
Yeah. That's why I was like,
they took her.
Lazy writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no, they got us. It was a nice little twist. I appreciate mm-hmm. it so much. This movie was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. So much fun. I give it an A as well.
Okay.
You know,
that's it. It's an A. People, go watch this movie. It's so much fun.
All right. So like an A minus altogether.
Favorite fight scene of most movies? Cheese grater scene.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That thing was fucking disgusting, but
at least it was quick.
Yeah. It was good, though.
Okay. A minus. Let's see what the critics say.
So with this being a movie that was not in a lot of theaters, mm-hmm. and I don't understand why.
Me neither.
It must not be a huge blockbuster.
There wasn't really anything that came out, really, either. Yeah.
So for the reviews, the critics gave it 60%, 61.
Damn.
Which is high for critics.
Critics.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean? This should be like a 30. Right now, it's sitting at 70% with the audience, but it has barely 50 reviews.
Dang.
You know what I mean?
Do any of them mention kissable lips?
Let me see.
It's only on professional shows like ours.
I mean.
No, nothing about
nothing.
Golden Toe Jam. That was what.
Golden Toe Jam.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Wow, this guy hated this movie. Boy, oh boy. Can't believe I sat all the way through this absolute garbage of a movie.
Oh my god.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my many years on planet Earth.
We did have a couple that walked out.
Really?
They were an older white couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like you knew this, that's not their movie.
No.
That's not their, when it's gory like that, you know what I mean?
I didn't know this movie was going to be as gory as it was, but I actually like the gore. The only thing I hate is the anticipation of it about to happen.
Yeah.
That's where I have issues.
when did they leave? Did they leave right after they killed Glenn? The husband?
I don't know. It was early in the movie.
Yeah. It's early.
All right. So the reviews, nothing much
nothing
there.
Really.
Well, right. You always can tell when a movie really isn't out there much because I can't find shit on the box office and budget. Mm-hmm. So what I found is it looks like, so don't quote the fucking show. Don't right. come for us.
They shouldn't be quoting us regardless.
The budget looks like $25 million for the movie.
Okay.
Okay. But it's made over the weekend $1.5 million.
Ooh.
And one of the headlines said Bill Skarsgård, Boy Kills World, blocked from box office top 10 by a 45-year-old classic. So Alien re-release came out.
Oh.
And pushed this to number 11.
Mm.
Alien re-release has more.
I won't be watching it because they exclude those from the A-list.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, any of those re-releases now, they exclude them.
Because Spider-Man 2
just
made some money like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Phantom Menace is coming.
Yeah, they re-released Challengers and Unsung Hero. And then Godzilla, X-Kong, and Civil War are still in the top 10. Mm.
The best movie about war photography there is.
Civil War photography.
Photography.
Journalism.
It's okay. Everybody should go watch this movie.
This was a great movie.
This was
highly
a fun
recommended
movie.
From Make It a Combo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to wrap us up?
Let's wrap it up. Okay, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on all platforms. Also, make sure to tell a friend, family member. I'm freaking begging you right now. If you don't go to your friend's phone and tell them to download and subscribe to this podcast, I'm a pox on your house. A pox on your house. You guys.
May a million locusts find you.
Yes. My gosh. So also, make sure to follow our other two podcasts, which is mine, which is Dream Talk, the podcast where I have friends, families, gurus, strangers that just walk into my house and we just talk about dreams. We analyze them and try to figure out, what does this dream mean? And why do you run backwards? Also, if you could listen to our other podcast, which is Tales from the Apps, which is a sometimes ghosting podcast with these two right here, where they talk about dating in this modern world and how much it sucks. Because, you guys,
it does.
There's three single people on this podcast now.
Ooh.
Three singles, and I have a feeling the straights are going to get in a relationship before I do. It's just fucking how it happens, you know? I'm begging.
That's more because we're willing to go outside.
And why
I do go outside.
Why does that have to hold me back?
And I also talk to strangers.
Ugh, gross. Gross on both accounts. Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead and make it a wrap up. Why did I say that? I don't know. But we'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
See ya.
Just listen to Make It a Combo from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.